HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. Well, Women's Day is right around the corner. This week, we're in conversation with Ayushi Khemka of Mental Health Talks India. Ayushi has struggled with her own mental health for a very long time now. She started feeling suicidal when she was doing her MPhil and it became way too stressful for her. She was made to feel constantly that she doesn't belong to academia and that she was just not good enough. She was diagnosed with depression and anxiety about 3 years ago, and since then, Ayushi has been constantly going to therapy. This story comes at a very special point of time. So many of you are dealing with exam pressure. If a friend, a sister, a brother, or anybody you know is also going through something similar, you can extend a helping hand.
Hi, I am Ayushi. I am 26 years old and I am a PhD student at JNU. I am a mental health advocate and the co-founder of Mental Health Talks India. So I did my MPhil in a women's studies program, and that was around 2016 or 17, which was when we were reading something around sexual assaults and the very imagery of sexual assaults, be it on screen or on paper, that triggered my own trauma of sexual assaults. A professor of mine suggested that I could start going for therapy so that all of it can be resolved in some way or the other. While I was in my therapy, things started going downhill with my academics, which was when slowly, gradually, I think I started developing symptoms of depression and anxiety. I used to feel that I'm not good enough or that academics is just not meant for me. I remember I had to appear for my NET exam, and this was when I was at the lowest of my depression and anxiety, and I'd forgotten to take my ID to the examination center, so I could not have appeared for that test. The entire triggers of academic space not just meant for me, and then add to it this exam which is related to the academic space. I don't know what happened that morning, and I was pretty sure that I just don't want to exist. I'm gonna go away, basically. But then I called up 2-3 of my friends, and just listening to their voices, something in my head said that, okay, Ayushi, it's just one exam, it's just one academic space. So you don't have to like bloody kill yourself for it. And I guess that's been one point where I was like, theek hai, marna to nahi hai, kar hi lenge, kuch to ho hi jayega at least. I tried talking to people also about it, like not just my therapist, but people around me, because you can't always only rely on your therapist. I honestly didn't really get a good response from the people I knew. Or I at least thought who would be able to help me, because even those people don't understand what mental health issues are or that depression exists simply. Like, it just exists. It's not just a figment of my imagination or that I can't just snap out of it. Then I became suicidal at one point and I had to see a psychiatrist, which was when a lot of stigma came into my life again, because people were that, अरे नहीं दवाई थोड़ी ना लेते हैं, साइकाइट्रिस्ट के पास जा रहे हो, पागल हो गए हो, ये हो गया है, वो हो गया है. And initially I never even used to tell people that I am going to see a psychiatrist, because seeing a therapist is one ball game and but seeing a psychiatrist is another ball game altogether, because then you have like medicines and all जिसपे apparently everybody knows सबके side effects क्या होते हैं. But then my psychiatrist was really good. The meds that he also put me on, he is also a person who's like, who's not just gonna put you on meds without consulting you, or takes into account that, okay, even as a mental health patient, you have your own agency. So would not do anything unethical, like not telling you what the entire procedure is going to be or divulging your information here and there. So in that ways, I really, really appreciated him, because before that, I had been to some other psychiatrists as well who were pretty bad. And since then, I started taking medicines and it became a bit better, and I was going to therapy alongside, because meds can't like just cure it away, they can only stop it to a certain point. The ultimate cure, if it at all exists, is like to just go for therapy for a long, long period. I still am into therapy, changed 2-3 therapists, but abhi चल ही रही है एंड इट्स बीन गोइंग प्रिटी गुड बिकॉज आई वुडेंट से दैट आई एम लाइक कम्प्लीटली क्योर्ड ऑफ इट एंड दैट कि हाँ अब नहीं है डिप्रेशन एक पॉइंट पे था अब चला गया बिकॉज आई डोंट थिंक इट रियली हैपन्स दैट वे बिकॉज आई वॉज टॉकिंग टू माई साइकाइट्रिस्ट अ फ्यू डेज अगो एंड आई आस्क्ड हिम दैट डॉक डू यू थिंक डिप्रेशन एवर एंड्स और लाइक विल इट एवर गेट क्योर्ड He told me that I could think of it in terms of high blood pressure or diabetes. So it's like a lifestyle disease. It may not necessarily go, but you just learn how to live with it throughout your life. Which was not the answer I was expecting, but I was like, yeah, this puts things into perspective that you might not be like, okay, now I'm like fully depression free, but you learn how to move around with it, how to work along with it, how to make people work around with it. So I guess, yeah, that's been going on. So I met Adishi back in like what 2013 maybe because I was in my college, she was also my college junior. So that was when we met and we've been friends since. It's been really nice knowing her and just being in touch with her. Surprisingly, it was like our journeys sort of gelled together because when she also had her own mental health issues, I had my own mental health issues. And we used to discuss that, okay, fine, we need to do something around it. We can't just sit about it. So we were like, yeah, like we know how to write. Let's make people read that stuff now, just focusing on mental health. And that was when we thought ki kuch karna chahiye mental health related. And so on April 11, 2018, there was a particular incident of mental harassment that I faced back in my university. And I was like, I can't just live like this wherein people don't understand anything around mental health. And that was in such a top-notch university wherein people are well-read. That was when I just created this account on Instagram because I was like, let's do it. Genuinely felt that it would just be my ranting space, but then it eventually evolved. Adishi joined in May 18 and there's been no looking back. We started with Mental Health Talks India and it went pretty good since we've had quite entertaining and engaging two good years, I would say. We've had multiple online campaigns, offline campaigns, we've conducted workshops. So one of our campaigns was with our first ever online campaign, I guess it was, with the Humans of Cinema. There's this Instagram page. And so we tried to relate mental health and films with it because we were like, popular culture se kafi janta relate karegi for sure. And wherein people wrote sort of letters to their favorite characters or favorite films and how it related to their own mental health journeys. That picked up quite well. And then we had another campaign with this another organization, an online campaign, which was based on how college students and during admissions, they face a lot of stress. No idea what to do. There's a lot of peer pressure, family pressure. So how you can deal with it and what sort of issues students are facing. And we hope to bring these conversations forward because even right now at Mental Health Talks India, we've started creating content in Hindi as well. And we want to take it forward on reach out to the people on the ground, like reach out to the students majorly, the university spaces, maybe even workspaces for that matter, the youth. So we just hope ki hum zyada se zyada logo ko reach kar paye and that we have a society wherein mental illnesses are not at all a taboo thing to talk about. So to all the listeners out there, I would say that if you are dealing with any mental health issues, if you are struggling, do reach out. You are certainly not alone. To all the people who are certainly like not struggling, you also need to create a space wherein people can come and reach out to you because we can't keep on putting the onus on the people who are already dealing with mental health issues ki acha reach out karo par kahan reach out karega aadmi. So let's just all make this space wherein people can come and talk about their feelings, their struggles without feeling that okay ab hame koi judge karega or anything, because the people who are already dealing with mental health issues, they have a lot on their plate already. So just assuming or depending on them ki ha tum aake hame reach out karo, to it's really not done. We need to create a space wherein people can actually go out and reach out because they want to, we want to, I want to.
So this was Ayushi's story. If you would also like to share your story with us, then write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. Well, we will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, stay strong, and to all the women out there, a very happy Women's Day. This is Chaya Dabas signing off. See you next time.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.